This program was produced by Now You Know Media. Lectures are about 25 minutes in length and are designed to fit conveniently into your daily routine while commuting, exercising, or at home. We search the world for trusted expert presenters, record them in our studios, and deliver their knowledge to you whenever and wherever you desire. We invite you to visit our website, nowyouknowmedia.com, to explore our newest programs. This program is entitled Toward the Blessed Life, Knowing and Living the Beatitudes. Your presenter is Father Michael Crosby. Father Crosby is a Capuchin Franciscan. He lives in community with other friars in a downtown Milwaukee parish that serves the urban poor, homeless, and marginalized. Since 1973, Father Crosby has been a pioneer among Catholics in promoting corporate reform through socially responsible investing. He was influential in helping Catholics to work with the Protestant and Jewish communities at the Interfaith Center on Corporate Responsibility. He has been involved in a wide range of issues, from South Africa and infant formula to global warming and tobacco control. He coordinates the work of religious institutions in Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, and the Dakotas that are part of the ICCR. Father Crosby's preaching and writing on contemporary biblical discipleship has taken him around the world. He gives retreats, workshops, and parish missions. He's written 17 books. All of his latest books have received awards from the Catholic Press Association of Canada and the United States, including a first place for his Can Religious Life Be Prophetic? His latest books are Finding Francis, Following Christ, Orbis 2007, and The Paradox of Power, Moving from Control to Compassion in a Violent World, Crossroads 2008. In 2008, the book on Francis received second place for books on spirituality from the Catholic Press Association of Canada and the United States. His book, Spirituality of the Beatitudes, was published by Orbis Books in 2005.
Topic 1, the context for the Beatitudes in Matthew's Gospel. Welcome to this series that examines what arguably might be called the most unexamined teachings of Jesus, the Beatitudes in Matthew's Gospel. I thank you for buying the series, and I hope it's going to help you in your own personal and your family and communal life, as well as your effort to bring about social change in the world where you walk. Because that's what this gospel is all about. How are we going to take the teachings of Jesus the Christ into the whole world as those who are baptized and are putting into practice in our own personal and communal lives these teachings of Jesus? As we begin to reflect on the Beatitudes of Jesus, I'd like to quote from a 2007 lead article in the Policy Review. The Policy Review is a bi-monthly publication of the Hoover Institution at Stanford University. It featured an article by its editor, Todd Lindbergh, and the title of that lead article was What the Beatitudes Teach. This was in Policy Review. And I'd like to quote parts of its opening. Todd Lindbergh said, quote, "The Beatitudes provide a dizzying commentary designed to turn upside down the political and social world of the Roman Empire of Caesar Augustus and of the Jewish religious elite of Judea and Jerusalem. This is the opening move," he says, "of a more drastic and fundamental reassessment of political and social affairs, applying not only to its own time, but to all future times, down to our day." And so when I look at what he's saying in Policy Review, you might say Jesus was establishing his policy, his platform in these teachings.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?